Number one is affordability. People are just facing so many challenges. People at the bottom of the economic spectrum are challenged just to climb up that next rung. And leading into that would be housing. And I never thought, even growing up, that I would ever face the reality that an entire generation doesn't think that they will be able to do as well as their parents, and much less even afford a house, right? The cost of housing in our area has just shot through the roof over the last 9 years. It's plateaued a little bit recently, granted, but I believe that we're still in the $800,000 to $900,000 range to get a average house in Coburg or Port Hope, and that's out of the reach of so many. Even if you're making a good living, and able to save up $100,000 and then pay a couple thousand or $3,000, even $4,000 a month in a mortgage payment, it's beyond the reach of many. So we need to make housing more affordable. Much less if you're, like I said, if you're at the bottom of that economic spectrum, and you're earning minimum wage. You struggle to even find pay rent, even if you can find it, which is another significant challenge. And then the third, which I'd put on, is the opioid crisis. It's just so sad when you see folks who have been inflicted by opioids who have become addicted to those noxious substances, and folks who maybe made one bad decision at a party one day have condemned themselves to years and years of suffering. And we need to, as a community, do everything we can. And I'm glad that our leader, Pierre Polyev, is 110% committed to getting treatment to those folks, full well knowing that, you know what, those drugs have a tremendous grip on people. And it might take 2, 3, 4, 5 times to get folks off of those drugs. But I want to say our government, if we're blessed to be elected, will be with those folks every step of the way, making sure they return clean and sober to their loved ones.